This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah praises security personnel for tireless efforts in flood rescue operations, says government will not compromise on safety and facilities of security personnel. Nation observes National Day of Mourning for Bhutekosi flood victims today. National flags flown at half-mast across Nepal and at Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha says government has mobilized all resources in flood-hit areas. And Iran plans restricted zone and new shipping route near Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has praised security personnel for their tireless efforts in search, rescue and relief operations in flood-affected areas. In a message to security personnel deputed in disaster management on Sunday through a social media platform, Prime Minister Shah said the government would not compromise on the safety, services and facilities of personnel deployed in disaster management. Noting that more than 13,000 people have so far been rescued through joint efforts of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, he said their sacrifice, dedication and courage have helped millions of people feel safe during the crisis. Security personnel are continuing round-the-clock operations to rescue survivors, recover bodies, take the injured to hospitals and prevent the spread of disease. Specialized teams including divers, rope rescue units, dog squads and drones have also been deployed. Prime Minister Shah also said that 45 army personnel, 25 police personnel and 12 armed police personnel remain missing while search and rescue operations continue despite difficult terrain and adverse weather. He praised the three security agencies for their coordination and urged commanders to ensure the safety and morale of frontline personnel. The nation is observing a National Day of Mourning today in memory of those who lost their lives in the devastating floods in the Bhutekosi and Trishuli river systems on August 26. The government declared September 7 a National Mourning Day to honor victims of the disaster that caused widespread destruction in Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Thading and other affected areas. The national flag is being flown at half-mast at government offices across the country and at Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. The mourning day is being observed on the 13th day after the disaster in keeping with the traditional practice of marking the 13th day following a death. According to the latest government figures, at least 1,342 people have died and around 5,000 remain missing. Search and recovery operations are continuing in the worst affected areas. As of now, 98 bodies have been identified and handed over to the respective families. The total number of people rescued so far from the August 26 flood stands at 13,104, while 6,075 injured people have been treated. A total of 3,652 affected have been accommodated at 39 relief camps in Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Thading and Kathmandu after the flood. The disaster on August 26 caused extensive damage to homes, roads, bridges, hydropower projects and other vital infrastructure while thousands of families have been displaced. The Nepali Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and other agencies are continuing search, rescue, relief and recovery operations. International specialist teams have also joined efforts, particularly to rescue people believed to be trapped inside the hydropower tunnels on the August 26 flood. In the meantime, the government has dispatched vaccines and drugs against cholera to Rasuwa amid an increasing risk for waterborne disease in the flood-affected areas. A Nepali Army helicopter dispatched 21,000 doses of cholera vaccines received from the support of World Health Organization WHO to Rasuwa yesterday morning. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha has said that the government had mobilized all available resources in the flood-affected areas. Speaking to Gorkha Patra, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha said that despite the massive losses caused by the unprecedented floods, the government was fully engaged in rehabilitation and recovery efforts. The communication minister said there will be no shortage of relief materials or resources for managing relief efforts for those affected by the Bhutikosi floods and that there was no shortage of relief materials for flood victims. The Jajarkot Dolpa Road section of the Bheri corridor, which was obstructed by a dry landslide, has resumed operation. The Dolpa District Police Office said the road section was blocked after a dry landslide occurred at around 8:30 a.m. yesterday at Chipredaha in Tripura Sundari Municipality 5 in Dolpa. Although the road has reopened, police have urged passengers and vehicle drivers to exercise caution as there remains a risk of further landslides along the road section. Commercial goods stored in Kerung, China will be transported into Nepal through the Korola border point after the Bhutikosi floods destroyed roads, bridges and other infrastructure at Raswagadi. The floods triggered by an avalanche and the overflowing Linde Khola swept away roads and government offices on both sides of the border. The Musa Transport said preparations have begun to transport more than 400 containers of goods from warehouses in Kerung through an alternative road route. The company's managing director Zhang Zeping said rebuilding the infrastructure at Raswagadi and the roads connecting it with Kathmandu would take time. Several containers were also swept away while transporting goods along the Raswagadi-Trisuli road, causing loss of life and property. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has made progress in restoring electricity in areas affected by the Bhutikosi floods. According to the ministry, 99.8% of households in Thading and 96.7% in Nuakot have had their power supply restored. The Nepal Electricity Authority is continuing efforts to restore electricity to the remaining households in Raswa. The ministry has also sent solar power systems for 500 households and plans to provide systems to an additional 1,268 households in Raswa. The foundation stone for the Zenzi Martyrs Memorial Park with statue and pillar has been laid on the premises of the Federal Parliament Building in Singhadarbar, Kathmandu. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung, Infrastructure Minister Sunil Lamsal and Zenzi Martyr Family Welfare Society Senior Member Basudev Joshi jointly laid the foundation stone. Minister Gurung said the government was committed to fulfilling the demands and promises made to the Zenzi movement. The cabinet has declared September 8 tomorrow a public holiday nationwide to mark Zenzi Martyrs Day. Road subsidence at Krishnabhir along the Prithvi Highway has disrupted the main route to Kathmandu, forcing authorities to reroute freight and passenger transport. Despite the disruption, around 88,000 LPG cylinders have reached Kathmandu through alternative routes over the past 3 days. According to Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, 87,877 cylinders were transported from September 3 to 6 by 18 companies from bottling plants in 7 districts. NOC spokesperson Manoj Thakur said fuel and LPG supplies to Kathmandu and surrounding areas were continuing through alternative routes and the corporation has instructed gas refilling industries to operate and transport supplies even on public holidays to maintain regular supplies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun have agreed to strengthen cooperation in Nepal's response to the Bhotekoshi flood disaster. During talks in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khanal thanked South Korea for deploying its rapid response team and Korea Disaster Relief Team for search and rescue operations, particularly for missing South Korean nationals as well as for providing humanitarian assistance to flood victims. The Korean minister expressed readiness of his government to support Nepal's reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iran says it will establish a restricted zone near the Strait of Hormuz and introduce a new shipping route agreed with Oman in the coming days. According to the Al Jazeera, Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf has warned of what he described as a heavier response to any further attacks following a U.S. military strike that destroyed three Iranian oil tankers. Meanwhile, Israeli forces reportedly killed at least five Palestinians in attacks in Gaza on Sunday. In the occupied West Bank, a Palestinian teenager was also reportedly killed in a settler shooting. Israel also carried out airstrikes in Lebanon despite a U.S.-brokered ceasefire reportedly killing at least four people and injuring 20 others. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning are likely at some places in the Himalayan region and many places in the hilly areas. In the Tarai, moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces and at some places in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Rain is also possible at a few places in Madhes and the Tarai areas of Kosi province. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly region of Karnali and the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudur Paschim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah praises security personnel for tireless efforts in flood rescue operations, says government will not compromise on safety and facilities of security personnel. Nation observes National Day of Mourning for Bhotekoshi flood victims today. National flags flown at half-mast across Nepal and at Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha says government has mobilized all resources in flood-hit areas. And Iran plans restricted zone and new shipping route near Strait of Hormuz. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.